From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, good morning to you and welcome to Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver. Thanks there to Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 2nd of August, of course, just after 6:30. And coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about barristers. Do they merit a higher pay increase? We'll also be looking at the impact of the crisis in Venezuela, one of the biggest oil producers in the world. What effect will it have on the global economy? And of course, we'll have all the market news and movements during the week. As usual, you can email us at business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main stories knocking around in our printed newspapers and online. And I'm joined as ever in the company of Aidan Donnelly, who is the head of global equities at Davy Stockbrokers. Good morning to you, Aidan.
Good morning, Emmett. How are you?
Very well. We'll kick off, I suppose. There's a lot going on. We've got Apple results. We've got Intel jobs. We've got Amazon. It's a Friday morning in the middle of the summer, but there you go. Let's kick off with those Intel job announcements. Shares down 20%. Potential implications for Ireland. We're looking at a 15% headcount reduction. The company has been struggling. Just give us a little bit of the background and how fearful you may be about what's going to happen to the Leixlip plant, where there are thousands of people employed there in Kildare.
Yeah, look, I think this is, there's been a change of leadership over the last couple of years within Intel, and an old CEO has come back in. They had kind of fallen behind in terms of the technology and their margins, and other competitors have kind of gotten the jump on them. And ultimately, I think this is the real final throw of the dice for the CEO. They've got to get their cost base down. They've got to focus on getting investments into the growth areas of generative AI and all that type of thing. So I think when you look at what's happening, you know, they say themselves that revenue has been flat over the last 4 years and staff is up 10% or something like that. It just, you know, it's come to the point where it just can't go on. So there's obviously going to be 15,000 jobs to go globally. They haven't said where that's going to happen. So whether it's, you know, it's hard to see how Ireland won't be impacted on it. They're trying to improve their efficiencies and basically streamline operations as best they can. They're hoping that these cost reductions are going to take about 10 billion out, but they are hoping for a lot more over the next couple of years in terms of further cost reductions that are going to have to come down. I think allied to that is, as you said, they're going to suspend the dividend from the end of this year, just to try to get cash to continue to reinvest in the next generation. And they're also, you know, they're building several new plants in the US, aided by money from the US government in order to turn themselves into a foundry. So there's a lot going on. The share price reaction probably looks a bit overcooked after hours. But unfortunately, we're in an earnings season where you just, you know, you don't disappoint because the stock market is taking no prisoners.
Yeah, and let's just, we don't want to be alarmist, but let's just run the numbers. About 5,000 people in Intel Ireland, that's their own official figures. So if my maths are correct, you're talking about 750 jobs or in or about that. So it would be a big blow, not just to Kildare, but Ireland Inc. in terms of the sort of the tech base we've assembled here. But we'll have to see, as you say, all to play out. He does want these reductions done in the calendar year. So this is not going to be one of these multinational cost reductions that takes place over 3 or 4 years and everyone can almost forget. This is more urgent in its nature. But let me move you on a little bit, because Intel, we'll get more news, as I'm sure it'll happen over the next 24 hours in reaction. But there is other things going on as well in the tech world. We've two big sets of results, Apple overnight, and we've also have Amazon, both sort of telling us similar stories about where the consumer is. I particularly wanted to pick up some comments from the boss of Amazon, Andy Jassy, who's saying they had pretty poor results, a negative reaction there as well, that we're all distracted watching the Olympics and can't go buying online.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that necessarily stacks up when you think that most people can multitask and be on their phone buying whatever they want and watching the TV at the same time. So I'm not so sure about that one. But ultimately, when you look at the results, the two businesses, their cloud business, AWS, continues to grow, and that's fine. But when you start When you look at the actual retailing side of it, they are saying that the consumer is becoming much more cost conscious and are trading down and looking for deals. And I think it reflects an awful lot of what we've heard from an awful lot of global consumer companies in the last couple of weeks, where there's definitely at the low income element of the scale, there seems to be people who, you know, for whom inflation has just gotten too much, and therefore, they've had to cut back what they want to spend. But then also, I think at the middle and higher income levels, because there's been such a splurge in spending, people are coming to the point where they're just saying, well, I actually don't need anything else. So it's not out of worry that they're necessarily, that income quartile are pulling back to spending. They just don't see it. And we're seeing it right across services and products. We've had a few of the leisure and travel related companies reporting that over the last couple of weeks as well, whether it's the hotel companies or some of the airlines as well.
We're all gadgeted out. And what I noticed in the Apple results, which I was surprised at, while the iPhone is struggling a little bit, they have been helped out a little bit by resilience in iPads, but also in Apple or services of various kinds, enterprise. So things like the App Store and Apple TV, strangely, which nobody talks about too much. So they have such a suite of different categories in the company that when one's down, another one can rally to their cause. And that's given the results a reasonable sort of resilience.
Yeah, but I think the big worry for the market really is that focus on the iPhones. That's nearly half the revenue is iPhone, and actually revenues are down year on year. But more worryingly, I think for them will be the fact that their greater China market saw revenues down 6.5% year on year and substantially missed the street expectations. Now, the CEO is saying that's down to foreign exchange, but certainly they've been bumped all the way down. I think they're outside the top five producers now for mobile phones in China, with the top five now being domestic players. So it's a big market to seed, but it looks as if that's what's happened now. They're saying that later in the year, everybody at their next, probably September, when they release the next phone, it's going to be AI enabled and everybody's going to want to buy it. But the interesting thing ultimately is they can't tell us why we want to have AI on our phone, just that we probably will want to. So
ask Siri or, and they might give an answer. Aidan, let me just move you over because we're a bit tight on time to the Irish newspapers. They're mainly talking about Aer Lingus. The hit of the recent strike is a €55 million hit, says the Irish Independent. A similar story on the front of the Irish Times. A €55 million bill over pay row at pilots. Obviously, that's going to escalate further if other staff categories also lob in a pay bill, the cabin crew to be watched. But on more optimistic stuff, is at bottom of the Examiner is a very interesting story. It's actually by Bloomberg, but carried in the Examiner. It says Irish sovereign wealth fund could hit €100 billion over the next 11 years. Now, obviously, you know, the world will look very different in 11 years' time. We really don't know what's happening there, but it will be a lot bigger. That's a fair bit of cash, even by the standards of sovereign wealth funds around the world, isn't it? So it's going to give Ireland some punching power financially, isn't it?
Yeah, Minister of Finance Jack Chambers signed the orders yesterday to set this up, and what they're basically using is some of the excess corporate tax receipts that are coming through right now to start funding it. I think, you know, the €100 billion is a great, you know, headline grabber, but ultimately, you know, you need to see the budget surpluses coming through over the next few years for that to be funded and continue to be funded. There's a few other places I think they're going to take money from and amalgamate some of the previous things. And I think we all have seen this in the past, whereby this, you know, we had a similar fund set up, and then the National Reserve Fund, and then it had to be basically empty to fund the banking crisis. So it is very very handy to have these in terms of trying to kind of smooth out the bumps of the economic cycle as we go through the next few years. But you know, it is important that we get it started and get some money in, and make sure that, you know, it's managed well. well over the next few years until we need to call on it to help the economy.
Yeah, I think the old phrase, money today is a lot more valuable than money tomorrow. So we'll have to see, as you say, whether those surpluses actually arrive. But interesting figure than nevertheless. Listen, we'll have to leave it there. We're pressed against time. It's Aidan Donnelly. He is the head of global equities at Davy Stockbrokers, running through what's quite a busy morning for Friday in August.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.